This is A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com, the show that helps you grow your business and enrich your life. Now, here's the host of A Sharp Outlook, Angela Sharp.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to A Sharp Outlook show. We're broadcast live here on TalkZone.com. We're here to provide you with information on best practices and thought-provoking discussions with industry experts. We discuss current topics that impact businesses, health, communities, families, education, our children, and even more. And our last segment of our show is called Ask Me segment, where you have the opportunity to participate and call in and ask questions of me or my guest. So we're glad that you have tuned in, and we have a very, very good show today, and a show that I want you to take to heart because I think we all need to give back through mentoring. And that's our topic today, giving back through mentoring. You know, small business is the engine of our national economy, and also they form a lot of jobs. They create a lot of jobs. They build wealth, and they support a vibrant community in our society. Well, SCORE is our guest today. They are an organization that consists of volunteers, stakeholders, and sponsors who are willing to give back to their communities through mentoring. And successful business owners understand the importance of giving back to their communities. They are volunteer people who are helping small business people solve business problems. And they volunteer freely of their time, energy, and knowledge. SCORE organization volunteers donated over 1 million hours of their time each year to support their communities. In other words, what I'm trying to say is your experience and your knowledge is vital, and it really, really matters. Your volunteers' relevant knowledge and wisdom and experience serves our clients through mentorship and education. Mentors develop relationships that are long-term. You're there helping to drive a business. You're there helping to work with a business owner. You know, you go in there with integrity and respect and honesty. You have a purpose in mind, and it's total professionalism. You know, there's even diversity in the mentoring, all types of jobs, all types of industries, and it's valuable that we have people with that diversity of thought. You know, we have diversity depending on race, gender, ethnicity, geography, experience, industries, all of these different things. And, you know, they need volunteers. We see a lot of other industries that have people that are giving back. We see our athletes going back and giving back. We see, you know, musical artists going back and giving back. Well, business professionals, we have something also that we can go back and give to our communities. They need our knowledge. They need our experience. They need our maybe even some of the people that we know so that we can do networking. So mentoring is very, very important. And no matter what your particular industry, title, or expertise, you have value to offer to potential entrepreneurs. So we're going to get into our discussion today. We have Steve Records. He is the VP of Field Operations. And Steve Records is responsible for managing the national operations of SCORE's 320 chapters and 11,000 volunteers, as well as overseeing the headquarters, human resources, recruitment, and volunteer service programs. Prior to joining SCORE, Steve was a managing consultant for the Gallup organization in Washington, D.C., and his previous experience includes multiple field sales, marketing, field management, and consulting positions within multinational chemical and energy company. Steve is a graduate of Purdue University and completed an MBA at the University of Nevada. Steve, thank you so much for being on A Sharp Outlook today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I've said a lot about SCORE, but I want to hear it from someone who really can tell us in detail. What is SCORE?
So at the surface, and perhaps a little bit deeper, SCORE is 11,000 volunteer business men and women giving back, dedicated to helping existing and aspiring small business owners succeed on a daily basis. And I think the thing that makes SCORE different is not who we are or what we do, but it's why we do it. And each volunteer brings an experience and a desire to help and share that experience to help business owners each day perhaps become a little better, become a little stronger, avoid a pitfall. I remember a quote at one point that said, experience is that thing you get right after you needed it. And at SCORE, we believe it doesn't always have to be that way. We believe that you can actually share the experience of others, and our volunteers are willing to give that so that you can understand as a small business owner or aspiring small business owner the path of least resistance to be successful.
Absolutely. I know that I've talked with Ken Yancey, the CEO of SCORE, and I myself actually became a SCORE mentor in South Dakota. And it is something that I strongly feel about, because there are a lot of small businesses that go out there. Their budgets are limited. They have great ideas. They have passion in what they're wanting to do, but they don't have expertise maybe in legal areas or finance areas or, you know, computer areas, or just understanding laws that are going to affect their business. And a lot of businesses fail because of not understanding maybe some of those laws or how they should have properly set their business up or protect themselves. And so I really think this is just something that everyone should be involved in. What kind of resources does SCORE provide to small businesses?
So we have obviously the network of 11,000 mentors and experienced business people across the country. I agree with you. I believe that a lot of folks, we don't know what we don't know. And for small business owners, not knowing what you don't know is one of the biggest issues that creates problems for the operation of the business. So at SCORE, we have the 11,000 volunteers that are willing to share their experience and their time in either mentoring, which can be one-on-one or even in a group mentoring setting, both in face-to-face settings and virtual settings, whether it's email, whether it's Skype or Google Plus, something like that. But we also do all sorts of training and education, both in we have hundreds of workshops that occur across the country of topics that are meaningful to small businesses or startups. And then we also facilitate peer-to-peer networking and peer-to-peer learning. Obviously, experience is a great thing for people that have been there and done that. But one of the more valuable things that we're able to do today as well is to make sure that all of the small businesses in the local communities know each other and can learn from each other and their own mistakes and successes as they move forward. And then all of it is really supported by SCORE.org, our website, where we have literally thousands of pieces of content, workshops that have been recorded, live webinars, templates and tools that that anyone can download for free and use at their own discretion in their business. And then we would hope that they would take that information and search out a mentor, either from SCORE or from somewhere else, to really help translate information into knowledge and wisdom. And that's the big thing that we see today is everyone has easy access to tons of information from hundreds of sources and, you know, across the internet and in local communities. But it's really translating that information into knowledge and wisdom that makes the difference for how businesses can succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. I know some of the people that I saw getting services in South Dakota, you know, they, like you said, there's a lot of tools out there. I know almost daily I get a Facebook or a tweet about something or some information or a webinar or a training or something that is being offered by SCORE. So knowledge is not something there is a lack of, because there are all kinds of tools that are provided through your organization on a daily basis. If people just link to you in social media, they're going to be enlightened. But one of the things I found that even though they're getting that enlightenment and they're getting that knowledge, they don't know how to apply it to their own business. It's really great to know all this stuff, but they don't know how to make it happen right there where they are. So why is that so important to the communities that it serves? SCORE is so important to the communities it serves.
Well, so when we look at communities, we think that being the fabric of a vibrant small business community is one of the most important things. And in fact, our mission is to foster vibrant small business communities through mentoring and education. We look across the landscape of communities and states and the national environment and say those communities that truly have commitment to small businesses and have the local environment that supports small businesses are the ones that utilize the resources that exist, like a SCORE or other organizations that do training and mentoring or support small businesses. And so when you think about the communities that you hear on the news, either positive ones or negative ones, you can trace their macroeconomic outcomes to their support and what they're doing with the small business communities as we go forward. We believe that every person should have all of the support necessary to be successful as a small business owner. And part of what SCORE is here to do is not just mentor and translate information into knowledge and make it applicable for businesses, but also to be part of that fabric of the community so that not just our clients, but everyone in the community that touches small business, every partner, every organization that has an interest in small business can be connected in a way to where a rising tide truly does raise all the ships in the harbor.
Oh, absolutely. I've been seeing such a surge of that lately in a lot of different areas where people are helping, you know, elevate or raise small business through all these relationships where, you know, there was a time where everybody was pretty secretive at what they were doing or how the business was going and things like that. And they were afraid to share information. They're getting out there in their little TEDx meetings and their little coffee meetings, and they are sharing and everyone's learning and everyone's growing together. And they're not worried about the competition. In fact, they are joining and combining together to really make things happen in the community. Are you seeing the same thing happening?
Absolutely. We see, you know, at a level that SCORE serves, we serve probably what would be classified more as micro businesses, even as opposed to small businesses. The SBA defines a small business as anyone that has fewer than 500 employees. You know, in my world, 500 employees isn't really all that small. Mm-hmm. When we look at the context of SCORE businesses, most are home-based, most are non-employers. And so when you think about what the value of the businesses bring when we look at the true fabric, the Main Street businesses of America, it really is around the economic environment in the communities and the sharing. We see far more nonprofits starting now than ever before. We see far more socially conscious enterprises starting than ever before, and it speaks to perhaps the change in thinking of some newer generations of entrepreneurs coming into the market, but it is vastly different than what we saw before. There's a lot more collaboration versus competition, as you mentioned, and if done properly and facilitated properly, then there's plenty of business for all of our small business clients to get to be successful.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I do know, because I grew up in corporate America and my experience is pretty extensive. And I know that it was about competition, buying out the small business, buying out those mom and pop shops to become bigger and bigger and bigger. And they just became great conglomerates. But some of them are even not even in existence. And I never even thought that was possible, that a Fortune 10 or a Fortune 100 company could actually be out of business. But the tide is changing and people are more relationship, you know, these days, and they really are working together and saying, you know, there's enough pie for everyone, so let's just all do this together. Let's all grow together. Let's build a community we all are going to be proud to live in and exist in. And I think these are the things that are really happening. And SCORE is like right in the middle of these things that are taking place. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about SCORE and giving back to your community through mentorship.
Now, back to more of A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com. Here's Angela Sharp.
Welcome back, and you're listening to A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com, and we are discussing how to give back through mentoring. And our guest today is Steve Records, and we're here talking about SCORE and all of the wonderful volunteers that are there working with them. So, Steve, tell us about the 11,000 volunteers. Where are they located? Are they concentrated in large cities or rural, or where are they located?
Well, we do have 11,000 volunteers that they're located in every state across the country and Puerto Rico as well. And as we do look at where we are concentrated, we do have larger chapters and offices within the larger urban centers, as you can imagine. But we are situated in many of the rural communities across the country as well. As we look at trying to serve all of the people that need and request SCORE service, we try to bring all the use of technology to bear as well, whether it's something that we can engage a client in a remote area of Wyoming via just even telephone or using Skype or something like that. We really try to serve every client that has a need. And that's one of the great things about our volunteers is they will jump in a car, they'll drive to a client's business, they'll go out of their way to really help that client succeed. And so we try not to let geography stand in our way, but it is a concentration of where we have resources. Are limited to a lot of the cities that we do work in.
And I can attest to that. Like, South Dakota is just about as rural as Wyoming. And yes, the volunteers, they jumped in the car and went wherever was needed, but they did use technology also. And as long as we have technology, then we're not limited by locations, because you can sign on, you can do, a meeting on your internet, and you can be able to see, what the client is looking at or what they're experiencing, and still assist them, still give them information, still be able to provide advice and direction, and be that partner that small business needs. So how does this mentoring process work for businesses?
Well, specifically, most businesses come, and as I mentioned before, it's the businesses that recognize that they probably need some help or are looking for some help. And so most businesses come in with a problem that they have, whether they have a marketing issue, a cash flow issue. They come in believing that they have a specific problem, and sometimes it is that problem, and other times the problems that they have are far different than what they come in asking about. But what we do at SCORE is we try to assess the problem that a small business has, and we look to try to match that client specifically with the best mentor that exists. And depending on the channel of service, if they want a local mentor, then we will work to try to make sure the best local mentor, whether with industry experience or knowledge of a particular subject, is there to work with them. But realistically, our best mentoring processes that we have involve more than one mentor. And it may be that the first mentor will guide a client through a marketing issue, but ultimately in coming through a marketing mentoring process, they'll find out that there's some business operations or cash flow issues, and we'll need to bring in a different mentor with a different perspective and a different experience level. And so our best relationships are ones where there may be a main single mentor that sort of owns the relationship and looks out for that client, but we bring to bear all of the resources that the 11,000 volunteers, their experience and their network can bring, so that we're putting the absolute best person in front of every client for any given problem they may have.
And just so that our listeners understand, these people that are working with these business owners, they are mentors. They are volunteers. They don't charge the business owners. So business owners can go and get expert help, something that at a level that probably wouldn't have been affordable, for free. So take that opportunity, call SCORE, and find out who can help you and assist you in your business. And they're there, like I said, they walk you through, they hold your hand, they don't just come in for 2 hours and then never call back. They're there to see if you need additional assistance, and they do bring in, other people. And so, am I right? It is a free service.
Absolutely. All of our mentoring is absolutely free. The workshops that we provide, many are free. Some may come with a small charge to cover a room rent or something like that as a volunteer organization. We do run very lean, though, and one of the great things about SCORE is that you have the ability to contact both any of our 300 local offices and get free mentoring, or you can always go to SCORE.org and request mentoring via email or even chat these days. So a SCORE mentor is always at your fingertips, and the mentoring is always free.
Absolutely. So we're talking about the mentoring side of SCORE instead of the businesses getting a mentor. Who should become a SCORE mentor?
So that one's an easy one, and it's really anyone that has a passion to give back and some level of relevant business experience that can be applied for use from small businesses. And if you think about the variety of small businesses that exist in America, there's virtually no level of experience that someone has that isn't relevant to a small business somewhere. SCORE, when it was conceived and started 50 years ago, was really focused on sort of corporate managers from Fortune 500 companies that would give back. But what we've transformed into over the last 50 years is anyone that has a passion for small business, anyone that has a passion for helping, and anyone that has a defined way that they can help people as people first, and then as business owners second. And so we have everyone that some of our mentors were previously CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. Some of our mentors may run the pizza shop around the corner from you. And not all of our volunteers actually even mentor. We have plenty of volunteers that volunteer for SCORE, and they do other roles. They may play a marketing role within our organization. They may facilitate workshops. Mm-hmm. They may do social media or do online training. So it's really there's a big tent at SCORE for anyone that has the passion for what we do and is able to give back.
You know, you mentioned that SCORE started years ago, and I know when I was first, many years ago, introduced to SCORE, it, you know, consisted of a lot of retired people, but I noticed that that's not necessarily the case. Is everyone retired? Are most of your mentors retired?
No, it's about 50-50 right now with regards to the number of volunteers that we have that are no longer in business versus the volunteers that are in business. And retired sometimes connotes a meaning of old or out of touch. But mm-hmm. when we say not in business, we have plenty of mentors who are not in business by their own choosing. They were able to start up a tech company and sell it and retire at the age of 34. Mm-hmm. And so it's very interesting. The word retire often connotes that sort of picture we all get in our minds about our parents and when they retired and Social Security. But when we look at the SCORE volunteer base, it's very diverse. The diverse in both gender, age, and race, and certainly diverse in thought and experience. And so there's always someone that is able to support, and we're always looking for new people that can bring new thoughts, new experience, new energy to our organization too.
So what does SCORE actually look for in its volunteers? Is there a specific profile?
There's not a specific profile. You know, a lot of our chapters do have specific needs that they may be looking for or experience levels of volunteers, but in reality, we're really looking for great people that our mission speaks to, that are willing to give back. And if you're passionate about small business and you're willing to give back, there's a role for you at SCORE. And we can find out what that role is and work with any volunteer that is willing to give their time and experience and try to use them in the best way possible to serve our mission and help our clients.
Absolutely. You know, that was something that I noticed. There was such a diverse variety of requests from people that wanted a mentor. I mean, just about every industry that I never even thought would have been something someone would want a mentor for, but it was very widespread. And so you're just pretty much saying that anyone who has some experience that they can share, and it's just about every possible level of expertise that you can share information on, that's who you're looking for. Am I correct?
It is, and it's funny. There's, I think a number of years ago, SCORE probably was more about what experience do you bring to bear And we've changed over the last number of years to really talk about, you know, what can you bring to the client, not just in experience, but also in energy and encouragement. You know, I think Maya Angelou once said that when you, at the end of the day, people won't remember what you said or did, but they'll remember how you made them feel. Mm-hmm. And so when clients come to SCORE, they're really looking for not only the advice and the experience we can share and offer, but they're looking for that encouragement, and they're looking for that push to say, you know, you can do this if you're committed and go forward. And so we're looking for people that can provide that level of encouragement, that can listen appropriately to their clients and really help them move forward with their idea. People come to us every day with their dreams in their hands, and I feel that it's critical that we do whatever we can to try to make those dreams into reality.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you've said that very well, Steve. You'd be surprised, you know, the people coming in there, they do their whole dreams, their whole life, everything they want in life is in that business idea or in that, you know, product they're trying to put together. And sometimes they just need a cheerleader that says, don't give up yet. Don't give up this soon, because you're going to be able to make it if you just give it another 90 days or another 6 months, or let's try this one thing. You're going to be able to get over that hump that's there that seems to be so insurmountable. And just having that volunteer there, you know, cheering them on and making them feel all things are possible is so critical. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about becoming a mentor and assisting small business.
Welcome back to A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com. Here again is Angela Sharp.
We are talking about giving back to your community through mentoring. And we have been discussing what SCORE is looking for as a mentor. We have Steve Records here, is the VP of Operations at SCORE. And we're finding out what it takes for you to become a mentor and to give back to your community and watch your community flourish as the businesses grow with your assistance. And Steve, as we were getting ready to close and take our break, you were talking about just having that passion and going in and assisting that business owner and giving them like a cheerleading session and, you know, encouraging them to continue, you know, their dream and their idea. Does that really help impact those businesses?
It absolutely does. I mean, if you think about what the culture of the United States has been, we sit at what I feel is the confluence of two uniquely American things, which is volunteerism and entrepreneurship. And when you think about why our country over the last 200 years has grown to be the power that it has, it's partly because of the ability for people to take risks and to do things which, by all rights, may not be necessarily the most sound thing. And so at SCORE, we're always trying to make sure that people are aware of the issues and pitfalls that do exist so that they can avoid them. But we're also always trying to make sure that they're cognizant that great things, you know, can come of it. As we look at, you know, really successful entrepreneurs, many of the successful entrepreneurs that we see had, you know, failed previously. Their first business venture failed, their second business venture failed, but they kept continue trying. And so that's one of the things that we really tell our clients is we would love for you to bring us your first idea. And if it's a really bad idea, you know, we'll work through that. But bring us your second one and your third one, because ultimately there's going to be an idea in there that is really, really good, and we can help you be successful with that.
And I would like to say to those that business owners out there that might be listening and have never contacted SCORE, I want you to know that never think that you know so much that you don't need someone to bounce ideas off of or to be able to share or converse with it. I know I'm an accountant, been one for many, many years, and I decided to open a restaurant. Now, I've never ran a restaurant, but excellent cook background in cooking. So I opened the restaurant, and then the economy fell, and I, you know, customers started not coming out to purchase, and I didn't know what to do to be able to change the business to be able to survive, so I had to close the business. And I think because I had so much business background, I felt I knew everything it was that I needed to know. And when I couldn't come up with an idea, then it was time for me to close the business. I regret that because I should have contacted SCORE. I knew that you were there to give me that advice, to give me that direction, to give me that encouragement so that I could have continued, because my passion was to cook. It was whole food and very healthy eating, and I enjoyed interacting with the customers and talking about foods that would benefit their health. So shame on me. So I want to say to anyone listening, go out and contact SCORE. Get a mentor. Let them talk, be a sounding board. Let them be someone that you can share ideas, because they do have information that they can give you that will help you to succeed. So for someone who is considering mentoring, what is the process, Steve?
So for we're always looking for great mentors, and on our website, score.org, there is a place to be able to apply, and you can apply to any of our offices around the country. The process is you would fill out all of your relevant contact information and experience, and then our chapters, actually our volunteers in the field, will receive that information, review it, and be in contact with you to talk about your desire for how you would want to volunteer and interact with SCORE, and how we could move forward with potentially finding a great role and a great match for your desires and passions as we move forward.
Okay. So there'll be some paperwork, some profile, preparation and things like that. Does it go to a review board, or what happens after that?
So it does go to each individual office has a process by which they review all of the applications that come in their area, and then they will sit down and actually do an interview, not unlike a job interview, and say, this is what we're about at SCORE. Here are the things that we're trying to do, and what can you do for our clients? What can you do for SCORE, and what are you looking for as a volunteer to get out of an interaction with SCORE as well? We feel it's very important for there to be the perfect match for our organization and the volunteers that come through it. Certainly, we have a big tent and a lot of roles that are there to be had. But we want to make sure that we're going to be able to deliver on the needs and desires of every volunteer that comes through our door as well.
So SCORE has been around for 50 years, and you mentioned it was to go in and to help communities. But how does SCORE actually define its goals and its values?
Sure. The values are something that, it's you don't change the values. They build with the organization, and our values really stem from what our volunteers say about our organization and what our clients say about our organization. And realistically, we have a number of core values and beliefs, and it defines the way we act and how we go forward. And as I mentioned before, we believe that experience is one of those things that, if used properly, transforms the way a business owner will make decisions. And so at the core of our DNA, at the core of our values, it involves putting the client first and defining our success as an organization within the success of our clients. Certainly everything related to small business and volunteerism and giving back, that's part of the DNA of our organization. The idea of experience mattering, not just the experience that we bring to the client, but their experience with SCORE and the interactions they have, and then the volunteers' experience within SCORE as an organization as well. We also dramatically believe that the volunteering it's not a passive sport. It's an active sport for us. And what I mean by that is our volunteers continue to tell us that they get more from SCORE and from our clients than what they feel they give. And so there's a component about lifelong learning being a core value of our organization, because people come to SCORE and they learn new things about businesses that they had no idea, at the same time that they're able to share their own experiences and move forward. And at the crux of all of this, we define our goals in the number of people we help. And help, obviously, we hope that help turns into someone starting a new business, someone adding an employee, someone growing their business. But so long as we help and the client says, you know what, my interaction with SCORE really did help me. Perhaps I didn't start a business. Perhaps I didn't hire a new employee, but the interactions were valuable and I'm better off for it. And that's how we define our success.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, I was a SCORE mentor, and one of the things, there was always a feedback. There was feedback from the client. You know, how did you enjoy your experience? You know, how well did the person help you? You know, were they friendly? Were they knowledgeable? You know, all these kind of things to make sure that the goal that the client is happy with what SCORE is offering them. That was one of the things I saw that was very important and vital, you know, to protect the clients and things like that, getting that feedback.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We put a lot of stock into operating our organization like any business operates, and the client's satisfaction and the client's engagement and the client's relationship being the most important currency that we have. Being a volunteer organization, having free services, the P&L, if you will, of our business isn't in profit and loss. It's within the number of clients that we're able to serve and how many we're able to help. And that's really what drives our business. And when we think about the business of SCORE, that's what we're here to do, is to touch more people, to make sure people know who we are and what value we can bring, and ultimately for their service to be quality enough to where they say, you know, it was helpful for me.
Well, you mentioned education and workshops and trainings and things like that for business owners, but I'm just wondering, does SCORE offer any kind of training or workshops for the mentors?
Absolutely. And one of the main practices that we've started to develop over the last couple of years and will continue as we move forward is more and more information and more training, if you will. Not necessarily a great term, but information for our mentors to understand all of the new topics that come through with small business, understand, you know, things, accounting for the non-accountants. As you mentioned, you were an accountant. You know, what about social media and someone that wasn't a marketer? How does that impact small businesses today? And so if you come out of a finance background, but you have someone asking you about a marketing topic, we want our volunteers to be conversant in that topic until they get to the point where they can get them in front of the right mentor that does have the exact experience. And so we continue to develop both subject matter and skills training opportunities for our volunteers, as things as varied as how to be just a great mentor, to presentation skills and listening skills as you would in any organization, to things like, what is the Affordable Care Act really going to do with small businesses? Because our clients are walking through the doors asking us these. And if we haven't studied up, if you will, on the topics, then we're not going to be as helpful as we could be.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that is a very hot topic for small businesses and, you know, just even new tax laws and different things like that that affect them, and being up on that. And I know reading, you know, some of those tax publications can be really boring, so it could be translated into a nice PowerPoint.
Exactly.
It would really help a mentor because it's kind of tedious for someone who does not have that background and understand how it's written or why it's written the way it is. It really does make it pretty difficult for, you know, the novice to be able to, or the regular layman, to be able to understand some of these laws and some of these things that are occurring. And like I said, the Affordable Care Act is something that might even impact some of these businesses, and being able to be aware of it and know what to do and what decisions to make, that's really critical. Do some of the mentors bring ideas or topics to SCORE to maybe, you know, develop training or workshops for?
Absolutely. A lot of our training and things that we focus in on subject matter for our volunteers to consume come directly from our volunteers in the field. One of our volunteers in California actually was the president of one of the largest advertising agencies in the country, and he has more marketing and advertising experience than most of the rest of the country put together. And so when we put together a topic or a training on advertising and its impact for small business and how what's most effective, we will seek out information from volunteers like that to contribute their experience to not just our clients but to our other volunteers.
Great. Well, we're going to take another break here, and when we come back, we're going to also open up the phone lines for our Ask Me segment so that you can call in and ask your questions.
Welcome back to A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com. Here again is Angela Sharp.
Well, welcome to our Ask Me segment here on A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com. And the number to call in to ask me or Steve a question about our topic today, giving back through mentoring, you can dial 888-463-6748. In other words, it is 888-463-6748. Go for it. So please go for it. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know your questions so that we can meet you at your point of need. So, Steve, as we're talking about all of these mentors, you know, I was just wondering, what areas of business do you have the most need for mentors?
You know, it's interesting. I don't know that there's one specific area that outweighs another. Certainly, when you think about the demographic of most of the clients we see being home-based businesses, non-employing businesses, or truly small businesses less than five employees, that does push us into certain areas. So restaurateurs are big for us. We look at a lot of tech-based and consulting companies, even doctors' practices, attorneys' practices, and things like that. Are looking at how they can just improve their business operations. And so it's interesting that we'll have a lot of very smart, very successful people as SCORE clients because they may be the best attorney in the world, but just not have a great feel for how to operate your practice as a business. And so when we think about the level of what we need from our volunteers and what we're looking for, we're really looking for that diverse experience and someone that can look at problems perhaps in a different light and expand the thinking of the clients that come through the door.
Absolutely. So we talked about all of the things that you can do as a mentor, talking to clients, different things like that. So what other types of opportunities are there outside of actually doing mentoring one-on-one with the client?
Sure. So we have a number of ways that we do serve the clients, from facilitating roundtables and peer-to-peer learning to actually providing workshops and doing training and instruction in a large group setting. We have a number of roles within SCORE that we operate in our offices. So someone can come and volunteer for SCORE doing work for SCORE, meaning someone that has an IT background helping our organization with IT systems or local website development or doing local marketing or community engagement work. So there's a number of roles. All of the roles that exist for businesses exist within SCORE in addition to all of our client service roles.
Now, you have a lot of volunteers, 11,000, I believe, 11,000 and counting. And when you talk or meet or have meetings with your volunteers, what do your mentors say they get out of volunteering at SCORE?
You know, it's interesting. The first volunteer I ever spoke with at SCORE, I will forever remember the quote. And the quote was, "SCORE is not the most important thing in my life. I reserve that for my family and my church, but it's the most important thing I've done with my life." And he said that because you could hear the passion and what he gets out of his volunteerism with SCORE. It's about making a difference in the lives of everyone he touches and really seeing the work that he's been able to put in as a volunteer create that success. And so that's what I hear most of everything. It's about seeing that spark, that light bulb go off in the eyes of the client when the connection's made, and you can then see that success start to build on itself. And so at the end of the day, we're a volunteer organization that provides, you know, mentoring and education for small businesses, but we're a people organization and we're a people business, and it's really about making those connections with people and seeing that impact translate on a one-on-one basis.
Yeah, we talked earlier about you actually, or I think I mentioned it in the description, you score and their volunteers develop personal relationships with these clients, and just to see them succeeding, it brings a lot of happiness and joy to your life as a volunteer to know that you contributed something to help that business succeed and watch it grow and watch their family begin to benefit from, you know, the increase in revenue. It really is something that you can't put a dollar amount on it. It's just such a great feel good that you were a part of something that will last for a very, very, very long time. Do your clients ever return as mentors later on?
Absolutely. Currently about 35%, maybe even up to 40% of our volunteers that exist now were at one point in time a former SCORE client. And what we found is that I mentioned that we're really an organization about why. Why do we do what we do? And I think that translates to the clients. Why do clients seek out SCORE? It's because there's a shared value of experience. There's a shared value of learning and mentoring. And so our clients that do seek out SCORE are more likely to be ones that are willing to give back to SCORE or give back to other clients through SCORE because they see the value of not just what we provide as an organization, but the value of mentoring and the value of giving back just in general.
Giving back to the communities are very important. I know there's just a lot of organizations, nonprofits that are, you know, putting together like million cups of tea and different things like that where people are meeting and sharing ideas and sharing information and helping each other succeed. Entrepreneurship is really growing. And it's happening because people are giving and sharing. So we're saying today that we want you to volunteer. We want you to give back to your community. You have talent. You have skills. You have a personality that encourages others. You know, whatever it is that you feel isn't important, it is important. And SCORE is looking for you. How do people find out about SCORE so they can volunteer, Steve?
The best place is through our website at www.score.org. There's contact information for all of our local chapters to seek out assistance. There's information that you can seek out a mentor online, and there's information about how to provide information for you to become a volunteer at SCORE as well.
So if they're going to your website, that's tell us what that website is.
It's www.score.org.
Okay, so you go to that website. They have a section there for you to find out about becoming a mentor and how to become a mentor and bring your talents, like I said, bring your personality, bring your ideas, you know, and give back to someone else who's walking that same journey, you know, going through that same path that you have. But you know where the pitfall is, and you can go and warn them and tell them, you know, I tried this, and after the fact, I found that this is a better direction. You said it really great, Steve, about experience. Experience is something you learn after you've already made the error, and your volunteers help them miss those points. Am I correct?
That's really correct. We're trying to share that experience so that we're not suggesting that every client will be successful, but what we really try to do is to provide that experience, to provide that mentoring, so that we're putting guardrails on the cliffs that we're driving by, so that if there is an accident, it isn't a catastrophic one, and it's one that you can recover from.
Absolutely. And one of the things I also wanted to mention, that you really do a lot of work in making sure that you match the mentor with the right client. And if the relationship isn't working, you do step in and make a change. Am I correct?
That's correct. We have processes in place that if for whatever reason a client and a mentor just aren't the right connection, the value of SCORE is that we do have 10,999 others that we know that undoubtedly there is a perfect mentor out there for every client. And it's a matter of just making sure that we're listening and talking about what our expectations are, both on, from the SCORE side and the client side, and working to make that match as best as possible.
Well, we're getting ready to wrap up our show, but I wanted to ask, is there anything else you would like to add this morning, Steve, about SCORE?
I want to add that volunteering is one of the keystones of what I believe is the American spirit. And so whether you volunteer for SCORE, we would love to have you, but give back to your community. There's plenty of places and people in need, and you can make an extreme difference in the lives of people and your local communities. And certainly we would love to have you at SCORE to make that difference with our organization and our clients.
So I want to reiterate what Steve just said. Volunteering is what we're all here to do, to make a change, to make an impact, to assist and to help, to lift up someone else and be someone that, you know, it's not about, you know, who you are, but what, how you impacted someone else's life. Thank you very much, Steve, for being on our show today. And this is A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com, and we're thanking you for being here.